You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show, it's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Chrisley, not yet. Hello, America, AfterBuzz TV Nation. We all know that Bing is for doing, and what are we doing? We're doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. It is The Bachelor, Season 17, Episode 1. I'm your host, JC, and...
Wait, it's not Miss America?
Kind of feels like it, huh? That's tonight's theme. We're Miss
America. You have to do the pageant away.
Elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist.
I'm not.
And you have to do that.
Elbow, wrist, wrist.
Uh-huh.
This is a family show. All right, guys. What?
Really?
Bad joke.
Okay. That was a low blow.
That was even worse. we're a minute 38 in, and you're already busting my chops, Chrisley. What's going on here?
I'm just, you know, we're back. We have to be back in full force.
We're back. The family's back. Everyone who's watching at home, if you're not watching us live on AfterBuzzTV.com, make sure you listen to us on iTunes or catch us on YouTube the next day. And make sure to comment, subscribe. Let us know you care. Tell us what you want. Tell us if you want Kathy to bring us more baked goods. But before I go any further, I do have to introduce our wonderful host. So across the table, ladies, introduce yourselves to AfterBuzz Nation.
What's up, guys? It's me, Chrisley. Or a.k.a. Mean Girl on Twitter tonight, apparently.
You are the Bachelor expert. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
This woman has been in two seasons, not one, but two seasons of The Bachelor.
Because I just couldn't get enough.
We'll get into that a little bit later. And, of course, the news never looks so pretty than with Kathy Kelly.
Hey, glad to be back.
And you've got so much news from what I've been
Oh, my here. Gosh. I have, like, pages. It's ridiculous. It's because we've been on hiatus. I mean, a lot has happened, so.
I know. How's your summer? I missed you guys.
I know.
And, of course, running the ones and twos, who do we got back there?
You got Martin, the part-time model.
No, you're a full-time model. We discussed this.
Yes, I got upgraded.
Do you have your pageant dress on and big hair tonight?
No, I left them at home, but I will bring them next week.
Then you can't be on The Bachelor.
Sounds like a theme already for next week, ladies. Mm. Pageant dresses, because we really got to get into it, because what really stood out, and I hear that there's a disagreement between my two lovely ladies here. Some of us thought that it was way too pageanty, very prom, and one of us actually loved it. So please, defend your case, starting with Chris. Chris, you're ready. what'd you think?
I was angry eyes.
I tweeted this tonight, but I saw there was a lot of pageant dresses, and not great pageant dresses from maybe a couple years ago. There was a lot of Giovanni, which I love Giovanni, but there was a lot of Giovanni tonight. There was a lot of bad spray tans and a lot of big hair. And pageant girls don't even have big hair anymore. So there was a lot of, and they needed brushes.
There
like
was
somebody
one.
Needed to brush their hair.
Oh, you're talking smack about one of my favorites. No.
I mean, there was a need for some brushes tonight. And I know it's a long night. Listen, I've been there. There were days where I watched and I said, Chrisley, why didn't you just put some damn makeup on? I've been there. I feel the pain, but I'm just calling it like I see it.
So why don't you have like a blog to tell future Bachelor applicants things of not to do?
Clearly they don't listen because they've all seen past seasons. So
okay. But now, Kathy, it seems like you kind of disagree.
Yeah, I actually think that out of all of the seasons, Sean has some of the prettiest girls. While there were a few that could have upped their appearance a little bit, I didn't see one that I was like, oh, that's awful. That's like Boombox Guy from Emily's season.
I agree that the girls are pretty this season. The girls are very pretty this season. However, their wardrobes, not so pretty. So far, only the first night. So I'm judging.
Let's start with a positive. Was there a favorite dress, perhaps? Was there a favorite girl? Kathy, I know you got someone for me.
I have to look through my notes. I mean, 26 girls as opposed to 25. So like, I can't even keep track.
Did you like, okay, Casey B's dress? Which is reminiscent of Jen Schwartz from Bachelor Pad.
I love that style. Obviously, I'm wearing it tonight. But I think that it wasn't as fancy as the other girls' dresses. She was wearing a cocktail dress, and they were all in gowns.
She also told the girls that they were on a level playing field, which was a blatant lie, because they then had a conversation about how they had spent time together already outside of the house. So, liar, liar, pants on fire, Casey B.
Well, guys, I'm also going to like throw a little wrinkle, because I know we've got actually our chat row going like crazy talking about tonight's show. And they're saying good for them having girls with a little thickness to them. And that's from Jericho, you know, so... And I agree.
I said that a couple of times, too, while we were watching. I was like, oh, she's curvy. Like, Sean has a type, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not a little blonde.
Like, what's his type?
It was very clear tonight that he has a type, and it's a curvier brunette that has some spunk. Like, you saw it.
Grizzly.
Really?
I mean, you just described yourself. I know that you guys are friends, but I think that that's so funny.
Oh, no.
Really? Really? No. Wait. I'm stopping this right now. Kathy, you're going to say that about Chrissy? You should look in the mirror, too, because I see some curves in a brunette, raven-haired beauty right there, too.
Thank you. No, and I was referring to the first girl when she got out of the limo, and I cannot remember her name.
Ashley.
There's so many. Apparently, Ashley is the name to have if you want to be on The Bachelor. So all those Ashleys out there, get your... pens ready for Bachelor next season. But as soon as she got out of the limo, and the first thing I said is, wow, like, she's thick. She's curvy. She's a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. And he stopped dead in the middle of her sentence and went and got a rose. And that, to me, says something big. And there was a couple girls.
Not for Ashley. That was for a leader.
That was for...
Tierra.
Yes, Tierra, who was smoking.
She was gorgeous. And she had the same exact body. They looked very similar. The brunette girl who was a little bit curvier.
I'm talking about the one that straight out of the limo, he stopped and gave a rose.
The one that had the heart.
That's who I'm talking about. And that's what I'm saying. So I just saw a couple of those girls. It has nothing to do with me, guys. Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't want Sean.
That
He's
was
just my friend.
Completely based on looks, though. I think she said three words, and he was like, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay, thank you. You bring up a great point, because honestly, I'm defending him as a guy. Mm-hmm. And honestly, you see, when they walk out of the limo, you kind of can tell, like, even I'm going to go back 10 seasons with Ryan and Trista. And this is a guy, and I'm like, he's the best-looking guy there. It's the physical.
There was a moment between them, too, though. I feel like after she said the heart thing, they were just holding hands, and they just stared at each other for a minute. And there was just this moment that you kind of knew that he was like, wow. And then he walked away, and we were like, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
Unlike other couples, they didn't have the awkward silence.
That was really weird.
The rehearsed awkward silence with... Guys, we have 26 girls.
There's so much stuff to talk about.
This first week.
Yeah.
Well, you know who we forgot to talk about?
Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean himself. Oh, wow, Chrissy, that's a big smile there.
I love Sean.
Oh, do you? How so? How do you love Sean?
I think he's a great guy. I think he went into this with the best attitude that he could. It's a chance in a lifetime. Who would say no to it? You get to travel the world with 25 gorgeous women who all are flocking towards you. Like, who says no to that, you know? And I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. And I did get to meet him and become friends with him, and I do think that he's a stand-up guy. So I love – he's my favorite Bachelor ever.
Yeah. Really?
And he's America's sweetheart, or I guess – I don't know. What's the male version of that? Everyone in America loves him.
They were calling him Captain America today. Like, literally calling him Captain America, which, I mean, I love me some superheroes. He's not necessarily Captain America, but...
He's the all-American guy.
He is, totally.
No, they all called him a hunk.
Oh, yeah.
I was keeping track of that, like, how many girls called him a hunk when they stepped out of the limo. And, I mean, that's not a word that you hear very often nowadays, but it seemed to be very repetitive tonight.
Hashtag hunk is the new amazing for Bachelor
Universe. Okay, you're a guy. So if a girl walks up to you and is like, hey, you're a hunk, is that weird for you?
You know what? It depends on the girl, but secondly, actually, I would find it slightly endearing.
Yeah.
And it'd be kind of cute. Oh, she's trying, you know? And I think.
Adorkable.
Thank you. Perfect word. Adorkable.
I like that. Okay.
And you could see that with Sean. He was a perfect gentleman, how he treated every lady, because they were. you know what? Okay, what I find interesting about the whole limo presentation is that I think women finally understand what it's like to be a guy. Because when guys have to approach a woman, it's like they're coming up with a way to approach a woman. And these girls came up with these elaborate schemes from show me my tattoo, let me put on some obnoxious red lipstick, kiss you on your cheek, and lay my claim to who you are. They try all a failed handspring, you know? I mean,
she tried though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and seeing that's what guys kind of go through. But Sean, being the gentleman that he is, it's like they're trying. And right. It's very touching. And he's got to feel special. He
smiled throughout that whole thing.
Yeah.
We tweeted about that. I was like, he's a better man than I am because he kept a straight face when I would have laughed my ass off. And he did. Like, there was a lot of awkward moments tonight where he just kept a straight face. He was just a good man about it.
Yeah.
Well, now that we talked about Sean, now, what happened between Sean and Ari?
That was probably my favorite 10 minutes in Bachelor history.
What?
I mean, everyone knows, I think that Ari and Sean are two of the hottest guys to ever go through this chain. But Ari, as we all know, he is an amazing, or looks like an amazing kisser. I don't have any experience with that. But from Emily's season, we saw him throw her up against walls and stuff. So he came on to do a little kissing segment and show Sean how to kiss. And I think Ashley Spivey said it best in her tweet tonight. She said, how many girls secretly are fantasizing that Sean Lowe and Ari Jr. will start making out soon? No?
No. No. I don't want to see that.
I think it was hysterical. I think I phrased it incorrectly, but it was just like a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. We at AfterBuzz do not endorse sword fighting. Anyway, with that said, sorry, bad joke number two. But okay, it finally sunk in, Chrisley, didn't it? Okay.
I'm just glad that they brought him back since he was a one of the choices to be the Bachelor.
Okay, now do you think they maybe brought Ari back because during
ratings?
Sean's aside from that, well, when Sean. Remember, there was a lot of critique about Sean when he was making out with Emily in his season that it seemed kind of awkward or like they were just kind of poking and ribbing him a little bit.
I think they were poking fun at it, yeah.
I think they were poking fun of it, but you see Ari's kisses with Emily and they're so completely passionate, like 50 Shades of Grey, reference to later.
Oh, boy.
Awkward.
And then, you see Jeff and Emily, and at the time, they were so in love with each other that their kisses meant something. And I feel like with Sean, he might have been a great kisser, but he was just kind of like the third best.
Sean, I got your back as a bad edit, Holmes. Yeah, I think he's going to prove everyone wrong. I think he's going to go out and he's going to like, he's not, we know he's chaste. He's a good man, you know, and whatnot. He's in it for the right reasons, but I think he's going to make out with a few girls and he's going to.
Those promos, man.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm saying that.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of kissing
making
in the promos.
Making out with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, wouldn't you if you were the Bachelorette? I mean, listen, let's be honest. And my family caught a lot of crap for saying this on my season, but it's true. Would you buy a car without test driving it? And I'm not saying you have to take the person to bed. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that there's a chemistry and there's an attraction that comes along with it. And I would have to kiss these people before I knew if I wanted to keep them around a little bit longer.
It would be hard. I don't know.
I would.
I can count the number of guys I've made out with on my hands, so I'm a little different in that regards. So I don't know. Like, I feel like if I did have 25 guys, you would know, like, instantly your top three or something like that.
Yeah, and I agree.
I wouldn't want to pursue that with the rest of them.
So then once again, more of a love fest for Sean or anyone that's gone through the Bachelor, you know, that's been a bachelor or bachelorette, that you pretty much know for the most part, and then to withhold that for the rest of the, like, what, 9 weeks that they're shooting?
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously. So let's talk about some of the girls. Who stood out? Who, you know, what? Okay, Chrisley, she's ready.
No, there were so many, but I loved the bride. I loved her. I thought she was absolutely hysterical.
Lindsay.
First of all, I'm never going on a first date without a wedding dress ever again because I thought that was amazing. I thought that she had so much fun and was showing him that she had a great sense of humor, seeing his family has a great sense of humor. And I also love that she called herself out for having too much to drink. She said, I wish I was a little less drunk at this moment because I would have a better conversation with him. And as his viewers make fun of the girls that get wasted every year, and she called herself out. And I appreciate that.
So what you're saying is she had a awesome personality.
She had a great personality. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's something that Sean looks for, is somebody that's a lot of fun and has some spunk. And she definitely did. And he gave her a rose.
Well, think of it this way. Remember, his family, they're all practical jokers. So she, that was her strategy, you know? Yeah.
And you're so right about calling yourself out on being drunk, because as a viewer, you don't really realize how nerve-wracking that situation
is. So nerve-wracking.
I mean, this is probably most of those girls' first time ever being filmed, being filmed on a first date or first interaction with the person that you're potentially or, you know, trying to make your husband. And it's just, it's so awkward. And I'm sure half of those girls get trashed.
Yeah, and you're surrounded by a bunch of women. And as women know, we're not always the nicest to one another, especially when it comes to love or money. Like, those are two things that women are getting nasty about. Mm-hmm. And you are, not only are you going to meet this person that you have maybe 5 minutes, if that, to make an impression on, but you're surrounded by all these women that are all trying to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's super nerve-wracking.
And the producers have free alcohol available.
Oh, there's alcohol everywhere. And I mean, I don't drink, so it was that was something that was really hard, because there was nothing to get rid of my nerves other than I had one friend that I met the second that I got there, and she was the last girl standing with me, and without her I wouldn't have got through so many of those nights.
So you didn't drink at all?
No.
Not even the first night?
No, I didn't drink ever.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm. I would fake sip the champagne, or they would give me apple cider.
Wow. Okay.
Because I don't drink, so.
Well, now, any of the girls that stood, like, their stories, like, right off the bat, I'm thinking of Ashley F.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at first I thought, I was like, when they interviewed her and she had that compelling story about bouncing between 9 foster homes or something, and then she ended up with the pastor, and I was like, the religion, the tie-in, and she's a little bit older. She was 32.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw
nothing wrong with girls in their 30s.
Not saying that. I've always voted. I've always wanted older girls on The Bachelor, because they're just a little more settled and a little more grounded.
They know what they want.
Exactly. Thank you.
And that's honestly, it's so proven that the older you are when you get engaged and get married, the longer it will last.
True, very true. Now, what'd you guess? Anyone else who stood out for you? Some of the girls, like, I know Chrisley and I had a disagreement with Selma, who looks, I think she looks like Ashley from Twilight. Ashley Green.
You know, it's funny. I didn't think so at the beginning. And as they shot her and as I saw her in the background, I saw exactly what you were saying. So, and everybody on Twitter was agreeing with you. She did.
I mean, I thought she was absolutely
beautiful.
Stunning.
Yes.
Annoying voice, though. I couldn't get past the voice. I don't know why. And I don't know if it was one of those things where it's just the camera. I don't know.
Yeah. The yoga girl stood out because, one, she had no shoes on, and, two, she did a yoga pose with him. And, hey, whatever you can get for your 3 minutes.
Didn't you like her dress? I liked her dress.
Her dress was cute. Okay. Her dress was cute.
Oh, we got one. All right.
And the singer with the spray tan was like, I mean, I get it. Songs, poems stick out, but
you don't think that was a ploy, maybe? Do you think she maybe went in? She's probably okay. I'm going to be the cynic now. She reminded me of Wes, because she came in singing
Southern
already.
Belle.
Well, really pushing her her agenda of maybe she's a musician.
Yeah,
and if
I could tell that even though she seemed confident, there were some nerves under there. Like, she was a little, she was second guessing herself, and you could tell, like, the second she was done with her song, how proud she was of herself. Like, I feel for her in that moment. And I mean, she might not be everyone's favorite, but I mean, I that's a lot of, like, that's gutsy to do.
Yeah, she's a pageant girl. I mean, she may not be really a pageant girl, but she just looked very pageant-like to me.
That was the one dress that I was kind of iffy on. It kind of looked like a quinceañera dress. I don't know.
Hey, nothing's wrong with quinceañera. No, okay. And, okay, Bachelor Hall of Fame, and I feel bad because she seems like a very sweet young woman. Robin, the failed backhand spring.
She got a rose. So her flipping and falling worked for her. She got a rose. Whatever it takes.
So you think next season girls are going to be doing backhand springs
every
and flips
season,
and
they
landing
already
on their
pull out all the stops. Yeah. I'm surprised that no one's done that before.
I mean, they brought a grandmother. We've had one come on a horse. We've had a lot of.
I'm sure
it's what can be outdone.
Has some girl done the splits before? I feel like some girls done that.
Well, there was, I don't remember the splits. I remember the football. They've done that before. Yeah. I mean, they didn't just make him stand there with his ass up in the air. That time the girl actually threw the football.
Yeah.
But they've done that. Like there's, I mean, it's what you have, you got to get noticed.
Mm-hmm. That was so messed up.
And a bad
up.
Pageant gown is not going to get you noticed.
Yeah. Okay. I thought that what the girl should have done, she should have said, look, I'm falling for you.
Yeah, that was
she
cute.
Fell down, but yeah. She didn't.
No, she's
lost
not
moment.
Not as quirky as you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Not as quick as you, Kathy Kelly. No, no.
I really liked the hairdresser too, and I can't remember her name either. I'm so sorry, guys. There's so many names that I lost track because I was counting dresses.
I have it somewhere here.
But and I really liked her dress as well. It was like the little tank at the top, and it was the bell bottom. Mm-hmm. Like it was bigger, and it had the big slit. And I'm curious to see where she goes. And we know she's a single mom. She has two kids. And she seems like a very cool kind of person. Like, I'm curious to see how far she gets because I think that she would do well with him.
And we talked about Leslie, the political girl, the girl who works in D.C.
Yeah.
Now, what?
Nothing.
Okay, you give me this hairy eyeball look.
I agree with Crystalie without saying anything.
What?
Nothing.
Okay, anyway, then I'm fine. I will move.
She was on the football.
Oh, was that the football?
Okay. Yeah, it was a football
There's so
girl.
Many girls on
That was a funny bit. I applaud her on if she came up with that on her own. You are very smart and witty and funny and
all right, what about best entry? Limo
Actually,
entry.
I was going to say I like Catherine because of her name.
Oh.
She's not Catherine Cupcake though.
No.
I know.
So. No.
But
no,
she spells
no
it correctly. Catherine with a C.
There's no match.
Doors are slamming over here.
Yeah, AfterBuzz is going crazy. Okay.
Can we turn the air back on? It's getting hot talking about these ladies.
Okay, what about my favorite one of the limo entries had to be, I believe it's Desiree, the one who had the fountain wish.
Mm-hmm.
The one that threw the pennies into the fountain with Sean.
Yeah.
That was an original moment.
Oh, I didn't think that was Desiree. Oh, no, it was. You're right.
Yeah. That was Desiree. And
What I wrote down for her, because during her thing, she's a bridal stylist or something like that. I'm surprised that she didn't come out in a wedding dress. But I also wrote stripper name cute. The way that she spells it, I don't know. They've had some interesting spellings this season.
Yeah.
Desire with an extra E, yes.
Yeah.
That was your favorite limo? I thought the pennies were cute. I don't think that's been done before either. I haven't seen it, and I thought that was really cute. I do have my worst limo moment.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Daniela. Handshakes are for your boys. You do handshakes like that with, like, your boys that you're going to go watch the game with. Not the guy that you might potentially marry. Like, not the first night you meet him. That was not. And there was too many. It was, like, bad patty cake.
My worst one was the awkward moment girl.
Oh,
she's
that
like,
was
let's just
bad.
Get our awkward silence out of the way. And they did, and there were crickets. Like, it was just awful.
Yeah.
I was trying to find awkward. There's so many girls that I just can't.
Why would you want to be remembered for that by him? Like, he's always going to remember you as, like, the one that I didn't talk to.
Right.
Yeah, those two are pretty bad. Yeah. Honestly, the handshake one for me.
50 Shades of Grey one was really awkward, but great ratings.
50 Shades.
And.
You know what I noticed? The lack of noticing their shoes. Usually you guys are just going off
about
their shoes.
You couldn't see a lot of their shoes.
I feel like in past seasons, there have been a lot of girls in cocktail dresses.
Yeah.
And this season, it was all gowns except for, like, KCB.
Yeah. Everyone had gowns
and
on.
I think Paige Vigil might have had a cocktail dress on as well. But I was really impressed with her entrance. And I thought that she would go further because she seemed so confident. And I've heard that they've met in the past. Sean and Paige have met before. So maybe that had something to do with why she was so confident. Maybe it was because she was comfortable with the cameras, but she was, like, flawless in her entrance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I applaud her for that.
She did have a great entrance, but I didn't see any chemistry whatsoever.
No?
Like, no. I didn't even, like, no.
And she's brunette?
Ish.
Brunette-ish, okay.
Yeah, no.
But speaking of someone who's been through the ropes and knows, let's talk about KCB. Now, she hung out with him, right? They talked about it on the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And advantage or disadvantage? Does it work against you?
I think advantage if he had more chemistry with her. He said himself, I've always seen her as a friend. We have a great friendship. And I don't think that in this situation, if he has 25 other girls, he's looking for something with a spark. He already mm-hmm. has some chemistry with some of these girls after they walked out of the limo. So,
yeah.
And I literally texted a friend when I saw that because I want to know who he thought was really in the limo. because I have my guesses of who he thought was really in the limo, but I'm going to leave them blank. And I think that you saw that, yes, he was surprised and happy to see her, but as a friend. I don't think really? That, no. I think that he now knows how she feels and doesn't want to hurt her or break her heart, and so he's going to keep her around a little bit. But I don't think that she's going to stay very long, and I don't think that there's any chemistry between them at all.
Do you think
they'll I don't hope know not, because I think it would be an awkward moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first two or three episodes, it's still not, I mean, that dire. I'm sure that he already knows who his top 5-10 are already, I bet.
Oh, God, he probably knows who his top 4 are already.
Right.
I think you get to the point, and I mean, I don't know because I wasn't in those shoes, and we're trying to get Bob Guinea or Charlie to come in and kind of talk about being in those shoes, because I think that without knowing, it's hard to judge, but I feel like you go in and you know who you're attracted to instantly, and I think some feelings change as you go along, but I think you have the couple people that you know that you really want to get to know more.
I feel like there are always going to be some surprises of people that you might not have... Whoa. Well, there are always going to be some surprises of people that, you know, you weren't initially thinking they were going to be in your top 5, but you develop some feelings for them.
Right.
And then there's some people who, right off the bat, you are attracted to, and then they turn into a Ryan from Emily's season and a total D-bag.
Yeah. And according to the promos, it could be the one that got the first rose. She turns out to be a bit of the drama queen, it seems like.
It looks like she causes some trouble.
I was really surprised with when they did that first rose, and I don't know if that was Sean's move. In my mind, just knowing like how the producers work, I feel like they were doing that to do something different, and they told him, you need to pick a girl when she comes out of the gate.
So he was so he already knew going in. He had to pick
I kind of felt like that. And they didn't tell him who to pick, but...
Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, no, he picked her because she was good looking.
I'm
just going to say, just pure attraction.
I'm sure that was the reason why he picked her, but I feel like they said, you need to do something to change it up.
Well, let's talk about that, because there was no first impression rose. There was, like, 6 impression roses, you know? Yay or nay? Or do you like the pressure just that one getting that first rose? Does it lose its, like, the magnitude of, you know, if you're giving, first impression roses to 6 of them, or does it add the element to, he gave roses to 6 of them, and I wasn't one of them?
Girls hated her the second she walked in the door with a rose, so it definitely stirred some things up.
Right, and I like that he continued to randomly give out roses.
Okay, so you
really
did like that.
Oh, it ups the ante, and I think, you know, my biggest complaint in watching a lot of the seasons is the first couple nights, the girls complaining. And it's like, you know what you signed up for. You know that there's going to be 25 girls. And majority of the girls that are on the season have said that they watched the show. They knew who he was. They've watched how it works. So if you're going to sit and wait for him to come get you, girl, you're going to wait all night. Like, you have to get up off your butt and you have to find him. Like, you have to be a little bit pushy. And I think that girls forget that. And I think that giving out the roses like that throughout the night, they up the ante with the girls, and it does make you kind of put your best foot forward.
Are you talking, I'm thinking of Sarah H. when you're talking about this. Sarah H. was the young lady who was born without an arm.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't saying just, of the girls
I thought about it. You know, and it seemed like she was a little discouraged, and then...
But she came out on top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she handled that situation with such grace, and she told the girls how she felt, which... I would never tell those girls how they felt, because that's like feeding yourself to the wolves. But then she talked to him, and she was open and honest about everything, about her situation. She called the elephant out in the room so no one else could. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And she was super brave for that. And she didn't sit back. She talked about sitting back, and then she realized that she couldn't anymore. And that's the kind of girl that you want.
And you get that. I loved Sarah's, actually, her bio when they introduced her. She seemed very grounded.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a huge plus given the chaotic situation you're going to be in for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think she'll go far. Something about her, she's grounded. Sean needs someone grounded.
And she's confident.
Yes, very confident.
But does that contradict what he says? Because he likes a spitfire, right?
I think so.
You think so?
I mean, I think so. Okay. I mean, the girls he's dated in the past have been NFL cheerleaders. They've been absolutely beautiful. They've been big personality girls. So I think that that's what he looks for. I think that's what he's attracted to. And maybe he'll go against the grain because that hasn't worked for him in the past. But based on how he gave out roses, I tend to think I might be a little right.
I'm also really happy that he gave out roses. We talked about this for a second, but I'm happy that he gave out roses throughout the night because I feel like it's a little bit more realistic. Mm-hmm. If a date's not going well, you're not going to, like, get a second offer for a date right away. But if it's going well, they're like, oh, well, maybe we should hang out again.
Right.
And that's, I mean, the equivalent to what you would do on a dating show.
And kudos to him. He remembered everyone's name. Did not get confused.
I always wonder if they have an earpiece to tell them. Like, I always wondered that. Because at the rose ceremonies, they're so long, and you're standing there for so long, and they put, like, literally 15 minutes sometimes. Not 15 minutes. Yeah. I'm exaggerating. Maybe five. 5 minutes in between, they call each girl's name, and I'm like, I swear to God, they must have the name on the roses.
One, I've heard that they take breaks in between. You know how they do, like, three roses, and then, like, Chris will come in, he'll be like, you only have 10 roses left, that kind of thing. So they have a time to, like, remind themselves of the names, especially on the first night. And if you remember back to Jesse Palmer's season, he called the wrong girl's name.
He did.
So I think Sean has it easy because he can just say, hey, Ashley, and four girls will be like, oh, me, okay. But, I mean, I guess having to remember now first names and the last initial also is a little bit tedious and difficult.
All right. So I think we've anyone who stood out, anyone that we might have missed, the fit model, Amanda, and he had a couple fitness models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there
they
was,
always course, do. That's what he is.
And then Christy. I remember Christy because she seemed very confident. She seemed very uber.
What was her dress like? I couldn't remember anyone's names. I tried.
She was tall. I would say very tall, brunette, blue eyes. She's a Ford model, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like her.
Very yeah.
A little overconfident.
Yes.
A lot of the girls, their entrances, they all said, they were like, can we just leave? Why'd you invite all these other girls to the party? Which just was really off-putting as a viewer, as a female viewer, at least.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, now let's get to the nitty-gritty. Who we picked and who we didn't. Yeah, I know. This is gonna bear with us. So let's see. I got for the first rose, of course, Desiree with the unique spelling according to Kathy. Mm-hmm. Ashley F. Selma, who's gorgeous.
She is beautiful.
Yes. She actually reminded me a little bit of Selma Hayek, not just because of the name, but because of her, like, darker features and
that dress was hot.
And the upper chesticles.
She had big boobs, guys. You can say it. Big boobs.
God bless you, Chrisley.
She did. And her dress was smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that
a dress you
amazing.
Like?
Yeah, no, I loved her dress.
So you guys weren't against her, the fact that she pulled out the hanky to wipe off?
That was.
That was even too much for me. And I'm
they had to have planned that. Why would she have a handkerchief, like, unless she was
to get rid of the lipstick?
She had to know that another girl right before her was going to kiss him on the cheek.
Yeah, and I didn't like that. I didn't like pulling it out of the boobs and wiping his face. That's gross.
It's like something your grandmother would do. Like, oh, let me get that smudge off your face,
babe.
Yeah,
it was awkward. And who wants somebody's boob sweat on your face? Yeah, I said it. You said it first.
I know. No, I'm
he's
not.
He's thinking about it.
I'm not objecting.
Yeah, he wants it. That's
I'm
the
not
problem.
Objecting. No, gross. And then Robin, the handspring girl, got the fourth rose, and kudos to her. And then Catherine, who, we're okay with her spelling of her name. And and then Jackie. I don't even remember Jackie. I just remember Jackie got the sixth final rose.
She was the one with the lipstick.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's move on to the actual rose ceremony. I know Chrissy's like, I don't remember who's who.
I don't remember who's who. I just remember, and I have to give her a little shout out, my girl from Rhode Island, Lauren, who, I love her to death, but coming out with my dad might break your legs might not have been the best thing you should have come out of the limo with. But Lauren is, I grew up with her, and I've been to her family's restaurant a million times, and Sean missed out on some damn good Italian food. Damn good Italian food. But she looked great, and she held herself up well, so I was proud of her, but she didn't make it tonight. So sad.
Once again, I'm blaming you on this.
And she was a Patriots cheerleader. Like, I feel like she had so many things that he would have really liked had she gotten the chance to talk to him more. And maybe she did and we didn't see it. Mm-hmm. But when I found out she was on the show, I was like, oh, my God, they'd be great together.
You said he didn't like blondes.
No.
So. Yeah.
I mean,
she already had that going against her.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing.
He picked some blondes.
I'm blaming you.
It's my fault?
It's your fault, Chrisley, that your friend did not move on.
Why?
I told you earlier in the show, a blog of what to do and what not to do on Bachelor.
I know. She didn't even tell me she was going on. She didn't even tell me she was going on. I would have gave her the lowdown.
She probably couldn't. I mean, I feel like they're under contract.
No, I know. And they probably in their contract writ, please do not talk to Chris again. So,
yeah, that's an AfterBuzz exclusive. There we go.
Yeah, that probably happened.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
There we go. All right, so moving on now, the rest of the rose ceremony, we had Amanda, the fit model. We had Leslie, who was the wedding dress girl, I believe. No, that's Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Who brings some drama, Rama.
Leslie was the first You're a Hunk.
The first hunk girl?
Yes, she was number four out of the limo.
And Casey B.
Yes.
Yes, who we think won't last very long.
Keeping her around for another day, though.
Okay, and Christy, the other fit model. Running theme here. And Daniela.
Well, he's going to want somebody that he can work out with and do stuff like that with. So I think that fit models are good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daniela was the handshake girl. And even though that handshake was super awkward, he gave her a second chance.
Hey, there we go. I mean, come on, poor guy. And then Taryn.
He wants someone to watch the game with on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Chris, you are just a fireball tonight.
I mean, I'm just saying.
And remind me about Taryn.
She, originally when she came out, she looked really flustered, and she kind of seemed to calm down throughout the night, but not really. Maybe it was the alcohol, and she was the one that forgot to tell her name.
I said that,
remember?
Yeah.
And now about the ones that got eliminated, and I have to start with Ashley P. Ashley P., who, let's just say, was a big personality and got a little drunk, got a lot of drunk. What'd you guys think about her elimination?
She was the sparkly black dress, 50 Shades of Grey girl,
right? Yes, 50 Shades of Grey.
Absolutely.
Ooh, 50 Shades of Grey.
He did not want to see what she could do to that tie.
Well, first of all, you know who Sean is, right? Mm-hmm. You saw the season. Sean is like, and not saying that people that are close to their faith or any of those things don't have sex, because we know eventually they all do. But I don't think that coming out with 50 Shades of Grey, first of all, you know he didn't read the book. He had no idea.
Did it?
Like, you know he didn't read the book. Did you read the book?
Give it up for Lent. No.
Yeah, it's like, it was just a bad idea to come out with that, and she was just a little too pushy and forward for him.
And, of course, she had the exit interview, and I don't know if you caught this. She dropped it like it was hot, and she apologized to her mom on the way out.
She showed her tattoo on her ass.
Yeah.
Like, lifted up her entire gown and showed her tattoo on her butt.
I'm surprised that the producers didn't tell him, like, you need to keep this girl around for, like, the next episode.
She would have made great television.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so that just tells me who they must have kept must be even better.
I think that Sean went into this with rules of his own and knowing what he was going to do and what he wasn't going to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he would be a stickler to keeping girls over others. Like, I feel like I and with the Rose thing, I actually think that he may have wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It could have been producer driven, because sometimes it is, but I think that he actually may have wanted to do that. Because I think it took some pressure off him as well.
Yeah.
Now, last nugget on Ashley P. Do you think maybe she's auditioning for Bachelor Pad 4?
Absolutely, she'll be on Bachelor Pad 4.
Done deal? Just like that one appearance?
I think so. I think she makes great television. She's hysterical.
Surprised anyone got eliminated aside from your friend from the East Coast? But.
Paige a little bit. I mean, I thought that she, since her entrance was so confident, and I just feel like she's a sweet girl. I thought she would have made it at least to, like, episode 2 or 3. Obviously, there was no, chemistry between them, or at least on Sean's end. But I was surprised that she went home tonight, knowing that she was going to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you hurt for Paige, because she both in Bachelor Pad and now here, she left the same way. And you can tell everyone likes her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She tweeted that tonight. She was like, I've had the shortest run history on ABC ever. She's like, first night Bachelor Pad, first night Bachelor. But she is charming and people do like her. So, I mean, I don't think she's going to have any trouble finding a guy.
Yeah.
And I think that she's one of those few girls that you meet in this franchise that are just sweet as pie.
Yeah. It's ironic because when we were watching Bachelor Pad last season, I actually equated her to KCB. They have, like, the same personality, I feel like. They're both very sweet. America loves them. But maybe guys don't.
Sorry, that was really funny.
That was bad. No, but okay. And plus, I think she's doing fine. She's got a great job now working at some social media company or a tech company. So, guys.
And she's confident. You know what I mean? Like, you saw even tonight, it didn't break her spirit. And I think that that's great. I think that sometimes with girls like that, they come across sometimes, and I'm not saying this in a mean or disrespectful way, but sometimes they come across a little immature. I felt that way with Casey when I watched her with Ben.
She was so young during Ben's season. What was she, 24?
Yeah, now she's 25. Literally, it's such a change.
Sorry. I felt like watching her, like there's a funness and a little kidness about certain people that are just fun. And with her, with the baton twirling and like the weird thing in the street that they did, I felt like she was a little bit immature.
It wasn't immature. I feel like she was just naive. Like she hadn't experienced a lot of the things that the other girls had. And I don't know this for sure, but I don't think she had had her heart broken yet, and she hadn't experienced, you know, like long-term relationships. And not every girl lives with someone, but like living with a guy or, you know, like committing to someone for a long period of time. And I feel like that really changes you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So there you have it. Literally we have a lot to look forward to. Literally, any final thoughts on the episode before we move on to news? Anything that might have stood out?
No.
It was a lot of information to process.
So much. The first night's always so hard because there's so many girls. And
you get like 2 minutes with each of them.
And it's you don't really get to know them. So everything that we say, we could all be taking back in 3 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to this season. Not just, not just Sean and, you know, the actual show, but I'm looking forward to what America is going to say, because I feel like in past seasons, like with Ben or, you know, some of the other guys, women across America didn't love those guys as much. Women love Sean. Yeah. And to see the backlash on some of these girls, it's going to be really harsh. I don't know.
They're going to defend Sean. Women are going to defend Sean. He's going to make... So
these girls will probably get judged the worst on their actions because of who their bachelor is.
Yes.
And that, as a cast member, is really hard because you try not to look at the blogs and you try not to read the tweets, but it still hurts. And even though you know who you are and you know what you stand for, when millions of people are viewing you and you're being judged, it's tough. And I think a lot of us past castmates, we do go on Twitter and we tweet the episodes and we kind of poke fun, and we do it in a fun way. None of us do it in a mean, malicious, devious way.
Because
we've been there. And there were days where I didn't wear makeup, and I'm an ugly crier on television too. You know what I mean? So we all say it with love, and it's fun. But when you're going through it, not so fun.
So maybe instead of a blog, Chrisley, maybe you could start a support group.
Bachelor Anonymous.
Yes, fantastic. There we go.
My name is Ashley F. And
season 12, Bachelorholic.
Yes. All right.
Don't say last names.
no last names. So moving on, let's move on to some news and gossipy stuff.
Ready. Yes.
All right, Kathy, you've got a world of news for us. So.
I am breaking out the sheets. Lots of news. I feel like that we're not going to get to cover everything. Lots of breakups and makeups and all that stuff. The first story is actually about Glee. Not about Bachelor, because a ton of the Glee cast members have been tweeting about The Bachelor. The first one being Becca Tobin, who is a new star on Glee this season. She plays Kitty, and she says, she tweeted rather, "The Bachelor returns tonight. My life now has meaning."
Wow.
So many celebrities watch this show, by the way. Like, if you go through Twitter on a Monday night, it's mind-blowing.
That was a huge statement. And so, in response, her co-star, Cord Overstreet, who plays Sam, a.k.a. Trotty Mouth, said, "Sorry, but that still doesn't give your life meaning." Burn.
A little bit of a Twitter war amongst friends.
I guess he doesn't like Bachelor.
And then another piece of news. Jeff Holm, who we all got to know from Emily Maynard's season, they are not together anymore, as many people know. And Wet Paint is actually claiming that he's already moved on to a new girl. Her name is Katiana Bear. And although the two haven't taken their relationship public yet, they've been Instagramming from the same places. So, like, the San Diego Zoo and a bunch of other places. So people assume that they're together.
They're hooking up Jeff with everyone. I even heard today lately, it was Ashley Tisdale even. Yeah. That he was in the same room as her, perhaps.
Yeah. But she's cute.
I've heard a lot of things, like people bashing him, saying that he only dates college chicks now. And I mean, no one really knows what to believe. I guess you can only, you know, go straight to the source, yeah. But he's not talking, so who's to tell? Another piece of news, Blake Julian, who you know as half of the power couple Holly and Blake from The Bachelor and Bachelor Pad, he will appear on The Doctors tomorrow, Tuesday, January 8th, and the show features 13 of the most beautiful doctors in America. Very fitting, with those teeth.
Yes.
He's going to blind the cameras.
He's considered one of 13. Really? 13?
Because he's a dentist. He's not even an orthodontist, which I'm not bashing
that's,
him.
That's
but.
Why. No, that's why. That's why, you know, Kathy's against it, because he's not a true doctor. He's a dentist.
Okay.
With that,
I just don't think
Kristen,
I've listen.
That's enough.
It's LA, and there's some hot doctors out here. And when I say hot, I mean hot. Not
most of them are already on The Doctor, so.
Paging Dr. Travis Stork.
Travis Stork. Another Bachelor connection there.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the best Bachelor ever. Like, ever.
Really?
More than
Firestone? More than...
Firestone was like 5 foot nothing. Like, I could eat peanuts off his head. Travis is like a man.
All right. With that said, okay.
Gosh.
You know what? To make you feel even worse, I heard that he's going to be in a calendar, right? Blake Julian.
I thought you were going to say Travis. I was like, I'm going to
buy it. How do we buy it?
No, Blake, supposedly, I believe, I may have to check on that, but yeah, he's part of the calendar of the hottest doctors as well.
Oh, that's
13 months? It's 13 of the hottest doctors. Are they going to cut one or what
is it? It's 2013, you know. Okay.
Not cute.
Whatever. So.
Anything else?
My last piece of news. Cassie Lambert, who is a producer on the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise, tweeted a picture of Sean Lowe today and Betty White. So while Sean was waiting to do all of his morning rounds on the shows, you know, from the Today Show, all those things in New York, he was waiting for Live with Kelly and Michael, and he bumped into Betty White. They posed for a picture together, and it went viral.
And Betty White's comment was, "You're sure a big one, aren't you?" It was kind of amazing. Yeah,
she's a spunky, really cute used picture. To be brunette. Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a stretch. Wow, it is late night at AfterBuzz.
Sorry.
any more news or?
That rounds up. I mean, I know that we were kind of not hated on, but people mentioned that we didn't talk about all the breakups and makeups when we did the wedding special. People mentioned that, you know, there's been speculation if Allie and Roberto are getting back together.
No.
I just want to say that that's not going to happen.
Right.
Kaylin and Lindsay are done. Kaylin,
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I heard that tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, and she, Lindsay
she's not taking it very well.
Yeah, Lindsay's not taking it very well at all.
This
so.
Is news to me. Breaking news.
There we go.
Right here on AfterBuzz
TV exclusive.
So stay tuned for more news each and every week with Kathy Kelly. Let's move on to finally predictions. It's too early for predictions. I don't even know their names.
Now, you're AfterBuzz.
It's good to be a guy.
Just the season as a whole.
All right, Kathy, awesome question. Does he find love, yay or nay? Does he propose?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah?
I feel like, I mean, in the past seasons, there have been more proposals than not. And I feel like, you know, out of all of the guys in the past 16 seasons, we're on season 17 now, I feel like he does have a good head on his shoulders from what I've heard. And what it appears on TV as well. And I feel like he's in it for the right reasons. He's not there to, you know, be a fame whore. He's not there to, you know, get with as many chicks as possible. He's there for his wife. And we saw that last season. He wanted a wife. Unfortunately, it didn't work out with Emily. And I do genuinely believe he's here for the right reasons. We saw the girls tonight. I definitely think his wife's in that group or his fiance.
Wow. Chrissy, any predictions for this season? What do you... You've been through it all. You've been been the final two, so you know how this works. What
I
do
think
you
it's
see?
Too early for me to say if he gets engaged yet.
Okay.
I think I need to wait a little bit while longer and see how the girls are and how he is with them. But I agree that if anyone is going to be able to find love, I think he will. And the going into it for the right reasons is he wanted to have fun and he wanted to take a chance and see if it could work. And that's, to me, like, all you can hope for, because that's what I did. I was like, hey, I want to get out of Rhode Island. I want to take a chance. I want to meet some new people, and I want to travel a little bit. And I did. And I got pretty far, and I met a great amount of people from it. And Charlie's an amazing guy, you know? So I think that if anyone has a great shot at it, it's definitely him. To say that he's engaged or going to get engaged, I think it's too soon for me.
I want to clarify on one thing. We both just said he's in it for the right reasons, and I know that that is such a huge cliche
such
with
a cliche.
The Bachelor, but I feel like this is the actual time when it should be used, and this is the time to use it correctly.
Right, I agree.
All right, so let's make it a hat trick, because I'm going to say he's in it for the right reasons as well, and he will not, and he will not propose.
Mm, wow.
Okay. The reason being
the horror.
No, you see him breaking down. You see, and Sean, his heart. He's so earnest, so that I think it might cause such a conflict that maybe he might not be able to make that decision. Unfortunately,
and I don't think he will get engaged if he doesn't want to. So if we do see him get engaged, we'll know that it's because he actually fell in love with someone. My fear, and it's my fear for anyone on the show. I said this about Ashley and JP as well, and I'm so happy that they're still together. Is my fear is not what happens on the show. My fear is what happens when real life hits. Because right now, all these girls are watching the show, and if there is one person at the end that he's proposed to, she now has to watch all these weeks of television of him with another person, one that's wearing on a relationship, and you're not together, so you're apart, and so this is going to go through text messages, maybe some emails, and that's it, and that's a hard thing to go through. But then you get to real life after the show, and now all of a sudden you're pushed into fame. All these people want to know if you're out to dinner with a friend, you're sleeping with them. That's really, really hard. And so I know that Sean has the values to be able to make that succeed, but I don't know the girl, or if there is a girl. So if there is a girl, my fear is that when real life happens, it won't be the same as it is in the bubble. And that's why we've seen so many relationships not work.
We've seen that every single season where, you know, while the season is going on, the tabloids promote the bejesus out of them. And then the second that, you know, they give their final rose, automatically it's like, you know, what went wrong? Like the cheating scandal, find it here in Us Weekly, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it's unfortunate that that happens, but that's what's selling magazines. So they're going to continue to do it. People love to rip these couples apart and try to find a way to not make it work. I'm also worried that, especially with Bachelor seasons, girls can be very evil and conniving. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that there's going to be a girl every single season who pretends to be one way with The Bachelor and ends up being completely different.
You see that in the previews.
I'm hoping so much that he does not pick a girl like that, because that is the first way that you're going to ruin a relationship after the show.
And I think it's hard. And I think as viewers, people don't understand that when once you get in that limo to go to that hotel, before you even step foot in a gown, you are cut off from life. No family, no friends, no phone, no TV, no email, no magazines, nothing. You are confined to this house with these producers and with these other women, and you get to go out on your dates. And other than that, you have nothing, like no outside world. And it's very easy to fall in love in a situation like that when you don't have your friends to call, or you can't go on a walk and think about things because there's nowhere to go, you know? And I think that people forget that.
You can only think about that guy.
Right. And you have no outlet. So now you're around all these women that want this guy. Well, you must want him too if everybody else does, you know? And there's a competitive factor that I hope that whoever he chooses, if there is one, that doesn't fall into that trap, because it's hard not to. And we see girls cry week over week about getting sent home. And one, you're being dumped on national television, so they're not necessarily crying because their hearts are broken, but their ego is more broken. Mm-hmm. And two, whether you're there for a week or 3 weeks, some people do feel like they're in love. And then the second they go home and they're with their family for like a day, they're like, wait, I didn't really like that guy.
And they're apart for 4 months, right? Because they wrap up shooting end of November.
It depends on the time frame and when they finish and
all
that.
I think that Bachelor typically has a longer time between between the final rows and when they get to see each other again. Bachelorette is a much quicker turnover. I think it's only about 2.5 to 3 months,
yeah,
as opposed to the 4 month time.
They've been done filming for quite some time.
Yes.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, so, and they have to wait.
They started
March.
In September, end of September, and then I think they finished
right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
right around Thanksgiving.
And we're not going to know till March. But with that said, that wraps up another episode of the Bachelor After Show. If you're watching us live, make sure to tune in to Castle, which follows us. But I'm JC, and go around the table. Where can we find you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Chrisley, but be careful.
You can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly and on Instagram at Kathy Kelly, just to make it more confusing.
And Martin, where can they find you? Come on, give us your
you
handle.
You can find me in my apartment in Westside, LA, watching my TiVo'd episode of the premiere of The Bachelor.
Nice. You can find me at The Everyday Man, and you can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.